Hey there. Our productions are funded directly by our listeners. Go to ErieCanalTheater.com to learn how to support our creative weirdness. Thanks.
The Erie Canal Theater presents Laugh-ageddon, Episode 3.
Take my jersey. Hi, I'm ex-football player Dominic DeNuno. And when I'm not running footballs into the end zone, I'm not sweating out of my armpits or any other pores of my system.
SLS stick.
Use SLS stick to not sweat anymore and just pee a lot.
SLS stick. Never sweat again and never let them see you sweat.
It's a real touchdown.
SLS stick. Available at all fine retailers.
I go out the way I came in or...
May cause doubt.
I have to say, Philip. He's a powerful man, hates Brentford. But someone has to stop this plot. Otherwise, he's just gonna end up dead. You know, if I don't stop him, they're gonna send their network spooks and he'll end up dead either way. They'll pin it on me. Pick up. No answer!
Gah! Maybe they've already gotten to him!
How can I get an address? Operator? This is, Detective Scott with the Cronkistown County Sheriff's Department. And I, am investigating the death of Philip Seymour Glass. That's right. It's a very serious matter. And I need a home address. It's not listed. Well, if I need to, I'll drive down there and show you my badge. How about that? Right? Route 93, Cronkistown. Thank you. If you are needed for any further questioning, then I will contact you.
God, I can't believe that worked.
Okay, I gotta get there. I'm gonna have to drive. Where am I gonna find a car?
Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to Tippers Tuckers.
Hello.
Are you interested in a vehicle today?
Yes, one of your fabulous Tuckers.
Oh, we just got the new SV class in.
The SV.
Are you interested in taking a look at the newest features in automobile
design? No.
Design?
The fastest feature. The fast. The feature that I need is speed. I have a need for speed and also the speed of acquiring the car.
I am here to meet all of your needs. Come here, quick look at this vehicle we have here.
Let's take a quick look.
Quickest look. Have you been hearing about the new airbag technology?
All over the place.
It's fantastic. You can hit a speeding bull at 20 miles an hour and it won't hurt you.
Bull?
Yes, the bags, they come out from right here and they hit you in the face.
Whoa! That's real!
Now, when you say fast...
That is a real invention!
Yes!
I heard about that.
Don't worry, we can still take the seatbelt.
I'll take one.
Oh, that quickly.
I'm in quite a hurry.
All right, do you have the correct paperwork?
Well, I suppose the question that I need to ask is test drive. Can I take it for a test drive?
A test drive?
Is it possible to test drive the automobile?
Well, I don't know. That's not usually our policy.
I've heard in your radio advertisements that Tucker previews his fabulous
truckers. Yes,
yes. You can preview the trucks.
Well, we do have a list of rules that you're going to have to follow.
I'll sign.
Smoking in the automobile.
Done. I shan't.
No drive-thrus, getting fast food.
That's a ridiculous notion.
Yeah, well, lately we've been finding white powder all over the dashboard. I don't want to see any of that when you come back.
I promise I won't visit a bakery.
Okay, and also, pants worn at all times.
Pants, shoes, shirt. Service. Service!
All I'll need now is your identification card.
Here you go. License.
Is this a library card?
Here's my social security numbers and my bank card. Run a credit check. Run a credit check.
That will take us at least a few minutes.
Perfect.
Listen.
Just enough time for me to take this car for a test drive.
Yes. Oh,
Tuckers, fabulous truckers. What? Preview them at your leisure. You've heard the ad. Let me preview.
All right, look.
Jimmy James.
Stitchowitz. Why don't I just give you the keys?
W-I-C.
I'll expect this back in 5 minutes with a serious thought in mind.
Thank you for this opportunity. Goodbye.
You're welcome.
Thank you for this opportunity. Goodbye.
Yep. And there he goes. I'm never seeing that car again.
Team.
That's where the action is.
And I'm hungry.
So am I.
Hey, Daryl, what do you got to eat, man?
My wife made a vegetable tray.
Vegetables?
Bogus.
Yeah, those are lame.
Oh.
If only we had something good here.
Come on, Noah.
Hey, welcome to PJ McZippers.
Oh, man.
Whoa. Unlimited mozzarella options.
So crunchy on the outside.
Cheese volcano.
I'm into it. Feel the flavor.
Let's get cheesed.
Don't worry about it.
Hey out there.
Hey, stranger.
Hey, Philip. Recognize me?
I'm sorry, I don't. No.
Oh, it's me, Jimmy. Here, look, from the side. From the side. Let the sun hit the hair.
Jimmy Stitchowitz.
You know my name. I know my name.
Oh, praise God. I haven't seen you in forever.
It's good to see you, Philip.
What are you doing?
Oh, just driving out to pay a visit to an old friend.
You must be road weary. Please, let's go to the kitchen. I'll make you up some coffee.
A nice place you have here.
Jimmy Stitchowitz.
That's me.
It has been a lifetime, it feels.
So what you been doing with yourself?
Oh, you know, just getting good with God. Dairy farming. I'm one of the largest producers of milk in the Tri-County area.
Really? That's actually a topic of some considerable fascination to me.
Is it? No!
Yeah, it is, yeah.
You're into the dairy too?
Well, no, not professionally, but
Seymour Glass Farms is the largest provider of milk. You name the milk, we milk it. If it makes milk, we get it. We've got duck milk.
Okay.
Jimmy, this is all so sudden.
I know. Unexpected, right?
No,
I'm sorry to barge in on you like this. I know you must be busy.
Oh, Jesus. Bowl me over. I was just getting down to some work.
Don't let me stop you. I don't want to intrude.
Yeah, just come with me. I gotta hook up my dairy cows.
That's real interesting that you're in the dairy business.
White is all right.
When you're talking about milk, that makes sense.
Well, it's pretty much life's water, if you think about it.
It really is. That's what I've been saying in my act this whole time.
In your act?
Oh, yeah. I'm a comic now. I'm a stand-up comic. Last time we saw each other, I was probably still interested in, physics or some kind of actual STEM field type garbage, but...
I don't get bogged down with all the city life problems and
so you really checked out of civilization? You really left the city?
You know, Jimmy, I don't really remember too many specifics about the city.
You don't remember?
No, I've gotten right with God, and so far, you know, all I do is labor. I work every day, and I just think about my prayers and what I'm grateful for.
Well, that's good. That's good. I'm happy for you. That's good news.
Seymour Glass Farms is really taking off in the Tri-County area.
I've seen the trucks, but I guess I never really put it together that it was your endeavor.
Yeah, ever since Mom and Dad went, you know, and...
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. They were real special to me.
Yeah, well, you know, God, they're in His kingdom now, and...
They always gave me the best porridges.
You know, that's about all I miss from our time together. I don't really even think about it that much.
Well, we were pretty, inebriated wouldn't even. We were pretty rolling on melamine the whole time, so.
It's probably a time that's best left forgotten.
Now, what's this machine here?
This is my automated milking system. I call it an AMS.
Wow, whoa, that is some powerful suction.
You don't want to get this anywhere close to your person, I guarantee.
You don't ever
You're
use this
producing
for
milk.
Recreational purposes.
Well, I wouldn't even know.
Dial
where to
down
go.
The
Jimmy
power.
I wouldn't know where to begin. I don't know what strain of thought you are pursuing.
I'm sorry, that's a little inappropriate. Anyway.
I don't even know why it would be inappropriate.
Let's not dwell on that. I think what's important now is,
Let me get this AMS off Bessie here.
Oh, wow. She actually puts up with that pretty well.
Oh, yeah. Oh, she's a producer, too. I mean, as you can see, the teats are still leaking.
Hefty.
Praise Jesus, Jimmy, you're here. What has God brought you to my doorstep for?
Well, actually, gosh, it's so hard to come to the point. I'm here on, business.
I know about business.
I'm concerned. I have business concerns. I'm concerned about your personal welfare.
My personal
as
welfare.
A person, I am. There's some details that aren't going to make a lot of sense, but,
What is it, Jimmy? You need money?
No, nothing like that. No. Do you need money? The issue that I think we need to discuss is that of your safety. The best way to, I think, for me to explain is that television is a very powerful industry.
Jimmy, I'm not interested in your television.
No, it's difficult to explain. Have you ever heard of a hit?
A TV show?
No, a hit like you put out a hit on... I'm concerned for your safety, Philip. They want me to kill you.
What?
They want me to kill you.
Jimmy... What
I drove
you,
all this way to warn
here?
You, don't you see? They want me to kill you.
Who wants...
Lexington Hayes and the entire network, the producers of Laugh a Minute. They want me to be the host, and the catch is I have to... erase individuals in my life.
This doesn't sound like you, Jimmy. This doesn't sound
it's
like...
not
why
like
would
me.
I be brought into your garbage?
Well... They're keeping very accurate records there at the network, and they, I'm guessing they know a thing or two about you and I.
We were just friends, Jimmy.
I mean, we were very good friends. You remember the tandem bicycle? The kayaks? The...
Jimmy, stop.
The little boat that you both pedal together?
All of course those, I remember those things. Why are you bringing this up now?
Those forms of transportation that required us both...
to work together.
Don't you remember?
To get to one destination.
Exactly. Pants Town. Inside of one another's pants.
I don't know what you're talking about, Jimmy. This
Philip, every summer, I think that
I'm
might
good
be...
with God now, Jimmy.
I understand that.
You understand how good interesting... I am with God? I am so good with God. What you were talking about did not happen.
It did happen.
Shut your mouth,
it was
Jimmy.
The 60s, Philip. We were kids. It was fun. It was a...
Never happened.
Oh, it was a
Jimmy,
frivolity.
What are you doing here on this dairy farm?
I've come to warn you,
you come
you,
to
Philip.
My place.
I'm concerned about your safety.
Dragging up the past.
I need you to hide. I need you to leave.
I need you to leave. Jimmy, you have to get out of here.
Don't you remember the rocks?
You shut your mouth.
The rocks by the beach?
Shut your mouth,
the waves
Jimmy.
Crashing
Jimmy,
up against and the smell of the
Don't
sea
Don't you
foam.
Bring that up.
Don't you remember?
That's it. You gotta get out of here.
Basketball.
Or I'm gonna bust your mouth open. I'm
Philip,
gonna bust
Philip,
your damn mouth
please,
open.
Please, please.
Come here.
God.
No.
Philip, no, let me go. Philip.
I've prayed every day. The devil's got
Relax,
me now, Jimmy.
No, don't go into a rage.
No, you brought this upon yourself.
No, Philip,
this
listen.
Is your punishment. This is God's punishment.
Oh, God, ruin up the milk. Oh.
Taste God's juices, Jimmy.
Repent. This is 2%!
Repent!
No!
I'm gonna have to send you to the kingdom where God said that any man should lay with another man. He's gonna be punished!
Philip! No! Listen!
It's about your safety! They're gonna kill you!
Not if I get rid of you!
You're my only tie! You're going away!
Stop here!
No Stop. More! Listen to me! Why won't you listen Stop. To me?
Stop!
Machine. It automatically milked his organs out.
I gotta go. I gotta get out of here. I can't stay here. What have I done? I killed my child and companion. I can't believe it's come to this. A murderer. It was self-defense. He tried to drown me in milk. There goes old Bessie. Oh God, the cow's on fire. What the hell's going on?
Hey Jimmy, got a light?
You again?
Yeah, it's me again.
The whole farm.
Did you hear when I asked you if you had a light?
The whole farm is burning down.
Yeah, do you get it though? Do you get the joke?
I get it!
I thought it was pretty funny.
What have you done?
I cleaned up. I do what I do, Jimmy. You doing what you're doing.
Cleaned up?
And very well, might I add. 2 kills in 2 days?
Accidents!
Sure. Accidents, murders, whatever the hell you want to call it. Jimmy,
no.
You're doing a great
murder
job at it.
You're like, I'm going to murder you. And you don't like someone and you're going to murder them.
That's one definition.
I haven't murdered anyone. My baby cakes fell down. She fell down into a dumpster. That wasn't a murder. That was a grave mistake.
Shut
of architecture.
You whiny baby, man. You are 2 people closer to the grand prize, buddy.
$6 million.
Yeah.
Oh my God!
Yeah!
The entire farmhouse!
Love it when it does that, you know?
Must have had a propane stove or something.
Don't you give a propane stove credit for my work?
You blew that farmhouse up!
Granted, I used the propane stove to blow it up, but I... Wait for this one. Watch the Tucker.
Tucker.
Watch the Tucker. Yeah, the Tucker. Look at the Tucker.
Ah!
Yeah!
God!
Woo, that one even scared me
a little bit.
That
was my ride!
Everything's gotta go. No witnesses, no paper trail.
Look at you!
I clean up your mess.
My mess? Show me that badge.
The badge was a one-time deal. I show it to you to get in the limo. I don't ever bring the badge out again.
I think you can understand my ongoing suspicion, officer.
Just call me the cheetah. We've put in some hard day's work, haven't we?
Oh, yeah. We have put in a very hard day of lifetime friend murdering.
Come on, let's go for a ride. We can talk about...
I don't even think I want to continue talking to you.
Come on.
I'm dwelling on the issue of how am I going to get back to New York City. You destroyed my... I was test driving that automobile.
Let me grab your head and turn your head for you. You see that? What is that car lit up by the beautiful flames?
That's a very nice car.
Yeah, it's a Persuades. Brand new, bro.
That's a very nice automobile.
And that's what's going to get you
tinted
home.
Windows.
And after I drive you home, you can have the car.
Have the car? I can have the car?
Yeah, you can have the car. Consider that a number 2 bonus.
But what about milking? Yeah.
You're really milking this, aren't you?
Milking?
That's just a little milk joke, you know? You get it?
Yeah.
You just murdered somebody in milk. Hey, I figured I'd throw it back in your face a little bit, you know? I'm feeling good here.
You're feeling good.
Are you feeling good? Let's go for a ride.
Whatever you say, Detective Exploders.
Call me Cheetah.
Time for a peanut butter sandwich. But that's too loud. Nothing compares to the sound and flavor of aspernut butter, soothing to the mind and the palate. Aspernut butter as creamy on your migraines as upon your very brain.
Aspernut butter infused with a unique headache removal compound that spreads as creamily as smooth as the finest peanut butter.
Now that's the taste of childhood rest.
There's no way I'm gonna be able to get through the entire list. There's no point.
I just wanna get into the apartment and I'm gonna go inside and I'm gonna lay down.
I don't have to think about any of this. I'm through.
Jimmy Stitch!
Who are you?
Wow, right in front of me.
What
come
are you
here.
Doing in my apartment?
Oh, I'm sorry, let me get this fondue off my hands. Oh, fondue. Give me your coat, give me
that's,
your coat.
That's
your favorite fondue pot.
Who are you?
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm Jolene, your new girlfriend.
My new girlfriend? How did you even get in here?
Calm down, calm down.
Calm down!
Lexington.
Calm down!
Lexington sent me here.
You cooked my cheese!
Okay, okay. Come here.
I don't know. Come. I don't know. No.
Come sit down.
No, thank you. I don't even know what you're doing here.
I'm here for you. I am going to be your partner.
You're here for me.
Yes. You are my everything.
This does not make sense.
This seems
like some kind of, a very small print Jimmy, advertisement.
Jimmy, breathe. All right, relax your shoulders. Calm down.
Ow. I'm calm.
I am here for you,
I feel
okay?
fine.
I know you've been through a lot.
Oh, you know I've
give
been
me,
through a lot.
Yes.
How many people have you had to...
Here, give me your hands, okay? Oh, you're shaking. You're shaking.
Yes.
It's gonna be okay.
No, that's... You'd be shaking too if you had to... If you had had to... I had to kill Philip. I had to murder Philip.
I know, Jimmy. You realize that you will be a star.
I'm still not clear as to why you're even here.
Oh, I am your partner. Lexington sent me here for you.
So you're a corporate, a bonus?
Lexington did, because he knows what is right. And he knew that I was the perfect person for you.
You're another bribe.
He knew.
You're another fancy bribe. You're like the stereo. But with,
Jimmy, you're so funny. Listen, I know what you're going through, okay?
Subwoofers.
Jimmy. Okay.
How could you possibly know what I'm going through? Where's your list?
Oh, you're so cute.
Cute?
Yeah.
My hair product makes my head feel like needles.
Oh, let me touch it.
I'm not a cute person. Oh, I'm a deeply tormented soul, especially now.
I love it. You're such a
I'm not comfortable
You're like
with
a little
this.
Porcupine.
The level of... familiarity here that now that's been established. I don't even have a comb.
Tell me how you're feeling right now.
How
I'm here to
I'm
listen
feeling.
To you.
I feel entrenched in this situation. I feel disenfranchised and commoditized by the extremely wealthy.
Wealthy is something that you will be. It is one of the greatest things
but
that you can
have. But wasn't wealth promised to the gladiators? I feel confused. And weirdly gladiatorial, you know? Like this list of killers. I gotta kill.
Come
I gotta
here.
Murder.
Just
I gotta do murders.
Lean on Mama.
Mama!
Put your face in the crevice of my bosom. It's
hurt.
Going to be okay. I'm locking you in my arms, and I'm protecting you, and I'm going to look out for you. Okay? Do you feel better?
I feel all right.
You feeling better?
I'm kind of hungry.
Oh, you want some fondue?
What kind is it?
Asiago.
That's incredible.
Do you work out? Look at your arms.
No, I don't work out. I eat cheese fondue. And I perform in a basement.
But you will perform on a stage.
The grand stage
the
of
grand
life.
The grand stage that Lexington is going to give to you.
I just don't know.
He believes in you. You are his muse. And you are my muse. Okay?
You don't even know me.
I do know you.
Look at this list. Name after name after name after name.
With each name is the potential to get closer to your dreams.
These people are, or were, mostly alive. And now I have to kill them all.
Yes, you do. And these aren't good people anyway. There's a reason they are on the list.
Good people, bad people.
They shouldn't be here.
There are entire philosophical schools of thought pertaining to who has the right to determine whether or not these people on this list should die. Do you realize that?
Oh, look at your smile.
This is not a smile.
I like seeing that.
This is a discontented grimace.
Oh, and I like it.
One of the canonical grimaces of existential challenge.
And you know some big words. I'm gonna learn a lot from you, I can tell.
What can be learned from a cheese-obsessed maniac with a death list?
Cheese.
Well, you do make a mean fondue.
Oh, here, take another bite.
Sits
on your nose.
Cheese clown.
Cheese clown.
This is a suddenly very bright moment.
This is how life will be from now on, Jimmy.
That concerns me.
No more bills. No more trying to find the perfect lover. Everything is going to be given to you. You're going to be swimming in money. You're going to be happy. You are going to make the world laugh. You're already making me laugh.
That is kind of all I've ever really wanted.
And we can...
It's just to make the whole world laugh.
You will. And you can be my little cheese clown.
Can I have another bread?
Oh, yes. Oh, you little badger. You're eating quickly.
Oops, my pants. Cheese pants.
Oh, cheese pants.
Oh, and these were really good pants at one point.
Oh, let me push that off your pants there.
Whoa.
Ooh, whoa. I got a little gross there.
I guess I better have another cheesy bread.
Oh,
really dip it. Oh, okay, here it goes. It's a long way from my mouth, too, so I might get more on my pants.
Uh-oh, that would be bad.
Oops!
Uh-oh, here I go.
Globule after globule.
Oh, guess I gotta clean it up.
Actually, this isn't so bad.
This episode features the voice talents of Jeff Jimison, Joseph C.